Hello and welcome to the Work Like a Laker podcast. I'm Megan Rickson and I am joined today by my co-host Grace Pushman. And Grace, to get started today, I've got a question for you related to our topic. Have you ever worn the wrong thing to work?
That is such a good question. And you know, I feel like there probably are a lot of instances of me doing this, but my brain is protecting me and has like,
yeah,
I don't remember them because my brain is kind totally. Like that. So I do remember one specifically, though. It was my second job as a teenager that I ever had. It was at a place called Call of the Wild up north in Gaylord. And so you've probably seen billboards for it up north, or if you're from there.
Yes.
Yeah. And my job was to stand behind the fudge counter and sell fudge. And so you're standing all day. It's like a, you know, maybe 6 hour shift, let's say. And you're kind of, your job is just to really stand there, interact with customers, get them their fudge. And because it's a pretty casual environment and it was a summer job, I wore flip flops to my first day of work. And, you know, I don't know. I think things have changed because now what I wore then is called shower shoes. Like they're just like those rubber ones that are like $2 at Target.
Yes.
They're not those, you know, fancy athletic ones. And after 6 hours, my feet and my legs were so sore because there's no support.
Oh, terrible.
It was such a bad choice. And so that was a really good lesson for me to always think about what shoes I'm going to need for the day, because that really does make a big difference, especially if you're in a job like waitressing, teaching, where you're on your
so
feet.
So many
all day.
Where you're on your
yes,
feet. Yeah.
Yes. So Megan, when you get ready for work in the morning, what goes through your mind to prepare for what to wear?
Yeah. I feel like kind of the first thing I always check is the weather. What's it going to be like? Because same with the shoes, really. It's, you know, comfort that ultimately is going to make you have a better day at work, I think, if you're feeling comfortable in the clothes you put on. So yeah, I'll kind of see what I need to wear weather-wise. And then, yeah, from there, you know, my job doesn't change too much from day to day. But there have been instances where I either know we have a retreat, for example, and I can be much more casual. Or if I look at my calendar and see, oh, I have a meeting with someone who's not in the career center, then I probably will make a decision to dress up a little bit more. So, yeah, probably just like, what's it going to be like outside and what does my day look like?
Yeah. Checking your schedule and also seeing maybe how much you have to be on your feet that day too.
Yeah.
Because again, tied into the shoes. I know we do some days where we're at career fairs and on our feet all day and we like
you
to wear.
Kind of just need tennis shoes.
Yeah, exactly.
Even though I have like totally ditched heels for the most part since the pandemic.
Oh, 100%. Well, I should say I've never really worn that.
But you know, I feel like when I started, I wore heels all the time. And then over these past 2 years, it's like, oh,
sometimes you just gotta make hard priorities in your life where you're like, that's not going to be a priority for me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, the question of what to wear to work is not just affecting us. It's not just affecting new grads. An article in the Financial Post talked about seasoned corporate professionals who are pondering new dress code rules after we're working remotely for so long during the pandemic. And in this article, they had interviewed some folks who had attended a conference where typically that conference pre-pandemic, they would have all been wearing suits and high heels and more uncomfortable shoes. But this time around, it was much more casual looks, even so casual as people were wearing jeans where they might have been wearing suits before.
Wow.
So times have changed. And I think it's good to be aware of that, but we have lots of tips today for kind of thinking that through.
Yeah, and these changing rules can make getting dressed for work quite complicated. So that's why, you know, we put this together. We thought this would be a great time to talk about what to wear to work, because I do agree that I think since COVID has happened, things have changed and things are a little bit more casual maybe than they used to be overall.
Yep. Absolutely. So we're going to start with some do's and don'ts. So my first do of the day is to know your dress code. So this one seems pretty obvious, but, you know, there are plenty of workplaces where there is a dress code that is actually written down. So you certainly want to kind of start with that and pay attention with that. You know, even just looking at your employee handbook, this can give you some language, that will help you kind of start to imagine, like, you know, how professional, how dressed up am I going to need to be in this environment? So just know the dress code.
Yeah. And there are some specific words you might see that will indicate what the dress code is. And I think sometimes we get confused about what those mean or what that could look like. And so the first one would be uniforms, which that's, I think, pretty obvious. A lot of us probably have jobs where we've had to wear a uniform before. Business formal is one where, you know, you might be wearing a suit. You might have to wear ties. You might be wearing, you know, blazers every day. More, I would say, you don't have to wear heels, but like more dress shoes.
Yeah, closed-toe shoes. You're not going to be wearing sandals.
Yes. Yeah. It's kind of what you would wear maybe to an interview, but some offices, that's what you wear every day. Mm-hmm. And then the next one is business casual, which is maybe one of the more common ones, and that's what we do in our office. Yep. We're probably even slightly more on the casual side of business casual. But we get to wear, you know, we don't have to wear suits. We can wear maybe just like a blouse and a skirt, or a blouse and some slacks and
a sweater and
sweaters. Yeah. Yeah. Button ups with no tie.
Right.
So it's kind of like the next level down from business formal or business professional. And then Megan, do you want to chat about some of the more, even more casual ones?
Yeah. So then there's a fancy one, which isn't that fancy, but it's called smart casual, which I don't know why that always makes me chuckle. But that basically is, you're kind of mixing things up a little bit. So it's a little bit of a high and low situation, a mix and match. So maybe you are wearing a blazer, but you pair that with jeans and shoes that are a little bit nicer, right? Or you wear a skirt, but you have a graphic tee and a jean jacket on with that. So it's kind of like, it's smart casual. Like you're a little, you can be a little stylish, right?
Megan, I thought of you because I was thinking about like what attire I would want at my own wedding, because I'm not a very formal person.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? On the invitations, I'm going to put smart casual.
Yes.
Make people Google it. But I just thought that would be perfect.
We can all be like, oh, I love it. That's great. And then finally, casual would be kind of the lowest on the formality scale here. But, you know, even with casual, most things are appropriate, but I would still stay away from anything in the sweat pant genre. Mm-hmm. Wind pants, if those are a thing, I don't know. So you definitely have a ton of flexibility with casual. So, you know, whereas with business formal, you might stick to a black suit, a navy suit, a white shirt, a cream shirt. You know, maybe you throw in some colors, but certainly not a ton of patterns. But here, you know, really there's a lot more flexibility that you can, you know, feel free to wear a lot more color.
And I should loop back to my example with flip-flops, because the shoes I described are probably not appropriate for most workplaces, even if they're casual, because those are like very casual. Exactly. But again, I was 15. It was a summer job and, you know, but
I think you're probably okay. But the comfort thing was the main issue there.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, I didn't mention before, but certainly you can look at kind of the employee handbook, but really I find that the best way to figure out what's appropriate in the environment that you're in is just to be observing the people around you. You know, what are they wearing? That can help you to gauge the dress code, because, I mean, really, something might be written in the dress code, but people totally don't follow that. So it's still appropriate if everybody else, you know, if everybody else is doing one thing.
100%. Right? Yeah. I did a job shadow here before I ever got hired in. And I remember that was one thing I really focused in on, is what is everyone wearing? Because then I would know if I ended up, you know, coming here to work ever, what to expect.
And yes, exactly. And, helpful. You know, err on the side of more formal as you get started. Mm-hmm. And then you can always kind of scale back as needed, depending on what you see as most appropriate and that your colleagues are wearing.
Yeah, great tip. And then our next tip is a piece of advice from Jamie Dorman, who was a program supervisor at Michigan College Access Network and now is a new employee at Grand Valley as an academic advisor, which we're really excited about. And Jamie says, don't wear lounge clothing when working from home. As we just mentioned, dress codes depend on the culture of the company or organization you are working for. So some organizations may not mind if you are not dressed in the typical dress code when working from home. However, Jamie found that dressing the part had an effect on her motivation to work. Additionally, you may have to stand or adjust your camera when attending an online meeting, so dressing appropriately is important and may spare you some embarrassment as well. And I know that in the Career Center, we also sometimes work remotely, and that is something that I found about myself too. Like, you know, I'm not going to always wear the same level of professional clothes I would wear to work, but I'm not going to wear pajamas, because that does give me a different mindset. So I like to at least wear like jeans, like clothes I would wear outside of the house while working from home.
I like that. Would I feel comfortable going out in public in this?
Yeah. Do that's I not a good gauge.
So unbelievably just rolled out of bed. Yeah, that's good. Okay. So if you're not wearing lounge clothing when you're working from home, the do side of that is you do want to consider the context. So of course, when you're working remotely, as Grace said, you probably are on the casual side. But there's a lot of companies where they have instituted kind of a policy of dress for your day. And that's kind of what I had mentioned at the beginning. When I'm looking at my calendar and getting ready in the morning, I'm going to choose something that's appropriate for what I have coming up in my day. So, you know, beware of, or aware, I guess, of, you know, what's happening. And if you have a meeting with a client or if you're just going to kind of be in your office that day. And Jamie had another piece of advice relevant to considering the context, which was wearing branded clothing, which I thought was really smart. Mm-hmm. 'Cause if you're representing your employer at recruitment events or, you know, a conference or something like that, it might be appropriate or even preferred for you to actually be wearing something that has the company's brand, the company's logo on it. And we certainly do that in the career center. We have Work Like a Laker t-shirts that are just about as casual as you can get, but we can wear those almost anytime.
Yeah, it's
and
great.
And it's great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So keep in mind that, you know, sometimes those branded attire can be a great way to be representing your company, even if it is, you know, maybe a little bit more casual than what you might typically wear.
Yeah, good point. And that, I mean, that those are my favorite days when I get to wear some of my branded clothing.
Yeah, it's the best.
Our next piece of advice is from Brittany Garza, who is a human resources business partner at Steelcase. She said, do wear clothes that you are comfortable in all day. Regardless of dress code, you should focus on feasibility over style. It's not fun or effective to constantly be adjusting your clothing for work. And I know that, you know, when I got my first internship, I bought like a really cute pencil skirt that was white and it was super cute and professional looking. Yep. But in reality, I always felt super self-conscious because it was so tight and I had to constantly adjust it. And I ended up never wearing it. Yeah. And so just be aware of that when you're shopping too. Like, what are you actually going to want to wear all day as well?
Totally.
And then she said, don't buy a whole new wardrobe before your first job until you fully understand the norms of the organization. Brittany shared with us that prior to her first job, she bought new dress clothes and dresses that she never ended up wearing because she realized the organization's employees wore jeans 2 to 3 days a week. She recommends having a week's worth of staple outfits that can be a good start and then to add to your wardrobe once you are more aware of how other employees dress, which I think is perfect advice because I also have had friends who have done the same thing, like bought a whole new wardrobe and then realized they didn't really need it once they started the job.
Shoot, now I've spent hundreds on things that are going to hang in my closet.
Yeah, exactly.
Not good. Okay, our next do is to be creative. So following a dress code doesn't mean that you have to abandon any and all personality. So accessories can go a long way. Jewelry, for example, can be easily adapted and personalized and be removed even as necessary. Sometimes even socks, right, can be a good way to kind of showcase your sense of style. So, you know, keeping in mind that bringing in some of your personality also can, I think, affect your comfort level in the office. If you're feeling good in what you're wearing, at least for me, that affects my confidence for sure. And maybe in your white skirt, you didn't feel as confident because you were so concerned with that as opposed to what you were doing. And luckily, social media is good for some things. And I would say it definitely is a resource to look at, especially Instagram, Pinterest, and TikTok as well, to really get some inspiration for any level of dress code. So typing in some of those terms like business casual can give you, you know, some nice ideas. Follow some accounts of people who you think just are really nailing it and kind of doing exactly what you hope to do. And that can give you a little inspiration as well.
Yeah, good point.
And then our final don't is don't be afraid to ask for help because it can be expensive to buy new stuff. It can be expensive to keep refreshing the things you have. So, you know, I think going back to Brittany's thought of having those staple pieces is so important. Start with those. In the Career Center, we actually each semester partner with JCPenney to offer a suit up event, which is great because it is very discounted professional attire. So definitely keep an eye out for that. And, you know, don't underestimate the power of networking. So if you are entering a company, reach out to a current employee on LinkedIn, get their insight on what you might want to wear. You can also always stop by the Career Center. We will always give you advice on,
yes,
on what you're wearing. If you want to even, you know, put on your interview suit or whatever it is you plan to wear, we can definitely give you some feedback on that. And yeah, definitely, if you're questioning whether or not something is formal enough and can't obtain the answers, it's always best to err on the side of caution. Opt for something maybe a little more conservative, because ultimately you want to be remembered for what you're saying as opposed to what you're wearing. So yeah. I think those are good tips to follow.
Yeah, thanks, Megan.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully this has given you a little bit of a good perspective on all of the factors that go into choosing what you're going to wear to work. It certainly can be nuanced. And, you know, as we've kind of said over and over, pay attention to what others are wearing, adapt to your day. Things like that can all help you go a really long way. So thank you so much to everyone for listening. And we hope you tune in to a future episode soon.